is not a real product. It's not a real brand. And this is not even a real person. Yes, really. This entire editorial was made with AI.
AI is just continuing to get better and better and even more realistic. If you are not using AI in your business this year, right now, you're literally falling behind. But guess who is using it? I can tell you right now, your competitors will be. You've got to jump on this train. Welcome to The Marketing Factory, where we don't blend in. I'm Marissa Candy, founder and recipient of Gold Stevie International Business Award, among many others. And for over two decades, I've helped businesses think differently about their marketing and achieve powerful results. In this podcast, I'll share proven strategies so that you can create profitable marketing campaigns that drive real impact for your business. Ready to become impossible to ignore? Let's get started. What's been happening in the world of social media? What's been dominating on our screens? Today, we're going to be looking into the content that is currently out there, being watched by you, being watched by your friends, what people are talking about at barbecues. And today, we're going to not only watch them, but we're going to get my reactions to these videos and hopefully make some commentary around them to what's happening right now in today's market and how you, the business owner, the leader, can actually apply them to your situation. Let's dive in.
Wait, this AI just replaced an entire marketing team. It's called Head AI, and it's the world's first AI marketer. You just upload your website and Head analyzes your brand voice automatically. It creates ad campaigns, writes high converting scripts, finds influencers in your niche, and even handles the outreach. It doesn't just create ads either, it manages your entire ad account on autopilot. While you sleep, Head is optimizing campaigns, testing new creatives, and even scaling what works. The AI maps out complete marketing strategies with target audiences most businesses never consider. This isn't just another AI tool, it's like hiring a CMO, growth marketer, and influencer specialist all at once. Companies using Head have actually generated over $500 million in revenue through its automated campaigns. So, want to try it yourself? Comment tool and I'll send you the link.
Wow. Has anyone heard of Head? Have you heard of Head? I haven't actually come across this one. There is literally thousands of apps and AI integrations, new incomers to market coming in every single day, I would assume. Trying to go through them all and actually quantify which one's a good one would be a full-time job. Now, let's comment on this one. Firstly, the name. I'm seeing more and more single name businesses, single name apps coming out to market right now, more than ever. Back when we used to throw a name, a word, you know, and write an adjective, you know, try to find something similar. One word, why? Because it's easy to remember. It's simple. It's easy to spell as well. So all of these things contribute to something memorable. Now let's talk about the app and the features itself. Incredible. What this app is actually promising looks like, sounds like it could replace me. It could replace my job. It could replace a team. But does AI really intend to do that? Is AI actually out there to take your job, my job? It's really a question. And the more people I talk to about this, the more differences of opinion that's out there. My opinion is this: AI isn't to replace humans. AI is to enhance humans. And so making us more efficient in our day, and I can only talk for ourselves, and we've got episodes throughout this podcast that actually can give you percentage increases in your efficiency simply by using more AI in your day-to-day. Enhancing, optimizing your experiences, and at the end of the day, AI is there to deliver a better result. Again, remember the AI human circle, our sandwich of AI, human, AI, human. You must touch AI content. Don't push anything that AI gives you straight to market. Check it first for its integrity and bring a little bit of your brand flavor into it. But these tools are going to keep coming. They're going to keep appearing and keep looking for them. Keep an open mind. AI is not here to take your job. It's just going to make it better. Now, let's roll into the next reel.
What if I told you that this is not a real product? It's not a real brand. And this is not even a real person. Yes.
Wow, check out the quality on that. We've come a long way in such a short period of time.
Really, this entire editorial was made with AI because as much as we'd love to recreate this in real life, the truth is we all need content for a website, for our socials. But our posts have average lifespans of 3 to 4 days, while our products are here to stay. So why not work with...
Wow, look at those, look at the hand. One of the most challenging things that we're experiencing with AI generation at the moment is creating hands. And you might see when you're scrolling through some stock libraries, people with 6 fingers and things like that, is because AI have struggled to generate that. Let's keep going.
AI, not against it. Use your branding, use your product, build something that is truly yours and turn it into a system that works for you.
Wow. We've come so far in such a short amount of time. AI is just continuing to get better and better and even more realistic. If you are not using AI in your business this year, right now, you're literally falling behind. But guess who is using it? I can tell you right now, your competitors will be. You've got to jump on this train. I still hear of businesses not using it because they're frightened of it. They're scared of it. You know, some people in marketing think that it's actually going to take their role. It's not going to take your role. It's going to make it better. It's going to help you compete. It's going to help you be different. It's going to be the winners in the future are going to be the people who adopt AI and the ones that actually extend it and enhance it further and better than their competitors. They're the ones that are going to win, in my opinion. This is brilliant. Go and explore some AI tools for yourself that you might be able to leverage for your industry and your business. Hope that was helpful. We're going to roll into the next video, see what the team's got in store for me. Let's go. Just quickly, if you're a business owner struggling to see results from your marketing or you're overwhelmed by the thought of marketing your business, we can help. Book in a call with my team using the link in the show notes and let's get your brand thriving without the struggle. Now, back to the episode.
You can tell when something's written by AI, right? It just feels off. Well, here's exactly how to fix that. Add this one line inside your ChatGPT. First, click on settings, then personalization, then custom instructions. Under the box that says what traits should ChatGPT have, I want you to enter this prompt. Write like a real human. Be professional but natural, like you're explaining something to a smart friend over coffee. Avoid buzzwords, corporate jargon, and M dashes. Never sound like a press release. Be clear, direct, conversational, and real.
Oh, and remember in there, if I can just add, you could also add your own tone, add your own voice, add your own personality. I love to add humor. I love to add some analogies. I love to add these things. You can add all of these things into AI prompts as well because you want to make it be like you. Remember, you do not want AI to be generating a response that it's generating for your competitor. Because why? Because it's just going to be diluting your brand.
So why does this matter? Because people can smell the AI. Words like seamless or delve or game changing or
level up. There's another one.
Using M dashes, they scream fake robot, not authentic connection. And if you want the full list of words that I've banned so that my content sounds human and not fake, comment list and I'll send it right over to you.
Yeah, this is another example as to why you have to get involved after AI gives you a response. Remember, it's just giving you a response. You got to tweak it. You got to massage it. You got to make it your own. Yeah, this is all this is doing. But what this is doing is making your job better. Instead of having to fill in a prompt every single time you go to write the same repetitious task, this is actually going to be saving you some time. And we all know this, right? To save time, what are we going to do? We're going to batch our work. We're not just going to create one blog. We're not just going to create one newsletter. We're going to do a few of them at a time and we're going to be more efficient because our mind's in that zone and we can pump out all of these jobs and actually create some really good content while we're in that headspace. Okay, that was a good one. I like that, team. That was good. Excellent. AI. Wow. It's everywhere. It's like 6-7. That's what my kids are saying to me at the moment. 6-7. All right. I don't know if you've heard of that, but anyway. Next reel. Let's roll.
Be obsessed with AI influencers. Yes. I think influencer marketing is a monster. And I think just as it's getting into its heyday, I see the next thing that's going to disrupt it, which is I'm predicting that the combination of what Disney does, right? Intellectual property, Snow White, The Lion King, Cinderella, and what influencers do, Alex Earl, Mr. Beast, is going to come into one. Wow. Fake people, yep. AI people yep. are going to be some of the biggest influencers in the world in 10 years. And companies and humans are going to own those people. And it's going to be huge. There'll be more AI influencers than there are humans, meaning attempted AI influencers. In 10, 15 years, there'll probably be way more than 8 billion AI humans all trying to become influencers to monetize the way influencers do. And that's going to be fascinating to watch.
Wow. Were we talking about this 5 years ago? we were talking about this 1 year ago. How quickly is AI coming in? It's rapid. Gary Vee, he has been a predictor of a lot of future trends. He's a futurist in marketing. He's done so many great things. He's a man that I definitely listen to and definitely take on board what he's suggesting. He's made some very bold statements about what's going to be happening in the future of jobs, in the future of AI. This is definitely something worth exploring. If you're sitting on the couch and wondering if you could start a side hustle, this could be it. This could be what you're going out and doing, creating an AI character that's got a really strong personality, a really strong intent of who they are. Remember that all the foundations of AI characters, if you're looking to create one for your business, still stands. Apply that same strategy, that methodology to it. And if you are looking to onboard an AI personality and influencer for your brand, make sure that you know and they are very clear on who they are, what they stand for, who they're going to align with. Because the last thing that you want is for your brand to be associated with an AI that's suddenly working, one for a competitor or one for a brand or industry that you want no association with. So go out there, have an open mind about AI, play with it, have a try of it. Even if it frightens you, have a go. We have to do things that scare us sometimes because that's how we actually go forward and grow. Hope you've enjoyed this episode. This is our opportunity to comment on what's going on out there, what you're seeing. We'd love to hear from you. If you've got any particular topics, you've seen any reels that you would love me to comment on, I can even bring, you know, get the team's thoughts. Make sure you reach out. Drop us a DM. I'm Marissa Candy from The Marketing Factory. It's been great fun on this episode today, and I'll see you in the next episode. Bye for now. Thanks for tuning into The Marketing Factory. If today's episode helped bring clarity to your marketing strategy, please leave a 5-star review on Apple Podcasts or Spotify. And don't forget to subscribe on your favorite platform. Stay connected with us on the socials at The Marketing Factory or at The Marketing Factory AUS, and let's keep turning clarity into action.